Wait on chart, wait on back on this again. From the back to the front, perfect vision, hitting list, task force, and a cut, double out with it. Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. It's your host Ace. Make sure you go over to the website at www.aceatnight.com and subscribe to the newsletter for the latest content. Well, I'm going to jump right into it today. So recently it's been reported that Tekashi 6ix9ine should be released in the next 72 hours. As we know, it was previously reported that he would have to serve his 37-year prison sentence, even though he did quote unquote snitch on the 9 Trey Bloods. I know that a lot of people are up in arms about Tekashi 6ix9ine snitching on the 9 Trey Bloods, and his whole case in general has caused a big uproar, I guess, in the quote-unquote streets. Now, if you're not a street person, these rules don't apply to you. I'm not a street person, so those rules really don't apply to me. But I do have an opinion about gang life, gang culture, and when it comes to Tekashi 6ix9ine and watching this whole fiasco unfold in the media. A lot of people is like, hey, he's gonna die. They're wishing death upon this young man for saving his own life throughout the judicial system. If you've never been in jail before, I don't think you can comment on something like this, because when you get locked behind prison walls and you have restricted movement, you in a small cell, the food is terrible, you got people that's trying to hurt you that's in there. I think it's a list of things that go with the judicial process being inside of a jail or a prison that is very uncomfortable. During processing, you have to actually put on somebody else's drawers. So after you get, while you're in intake, they give you 2 pair of tighty whities that were previously worn by somebody else. So that is one of the most demeaning things, I think, that a person really can go through, one of them, you know, as far as the prison intake process is. Was Tekashi 6ix9ine wrong for using the gang for clout? I would say yes. But the gang also used 6ix9ine to promote their gang. They also extorted him for money. They also slept with his child mom. They also did a list of things around him and actually put him in a situation where he seen way too much. He participated in way too much stuff. If you guys, if y'all only had a business agreement to allow him to use and claim the name of being a Blood member, and you didn't give him full access to the membership card, then there was some things I think you guys should have left away from him, which is drugs, guns, the extortion. All that stuff should have been managed and handled a lot better, especially when you have somebody that's bringing in all this money for you and supporting you and your family. There is a thing called transitioning into an adult, and I think a lot of other gang members growing up, once they make it past 21 and some even out of prison after doing these long bids, they try to transition and being a grown man, a parent, a granddad, or some kind of positive figure or role model inside of their community, such as Snoop. He didn't, you know, do a long bid, but I remember when Snoop was humbled when he did Murder Was the Case That They Gave Me, and he was charged with murder. You never heard about Snoop Dogg getting in any trouble after that. Snoop Dogg is a known Rolling 20 Long Beach Crip. We all know about the dog pound. We all know all the years that Uncle Snoop, during the beginning phases, he was not a positive role model. He made very great rap music, but he was not a positive role model. After that case, Snoop changed his life. I think he saw how real the judicial system and the judicial process really is. It drains your money. It's unfair for black and brown people. They're going to throw the book at you. You're going to get the max. And most of the money that you end up making, it end up going to a lawyer, the judges, and everybody inside of the judicial system. So Snoop transitioned and grew up. People who don't adhere to the rules of this country, and you go out there and you do something crazy, like Suge Knight ran the guy over. He's a known blood, and now he's doing time in prison for murder. Doesn't matter how much money you have or how much success you have. If you're part of a gang and you present yourself as being a violent threat to the community, they will lock you up or find some type of way to put you away. And with that being said, I'm going to transition over to WAC 300. Or is it WAC 100? It's one of them. Much respect to WAC. No problem with WAC. It seems like WAC has a mature, grown man vibe to him. When I hear WAC speak, I feel like WAC is mature. I feel like he's done his time in jail, and what he want to do is business through rap, you know, with him and Blueface, and I believe it's Cash Money. But I think sometimes with money and power, and when you have a platform, you cannot speak about certain things online or in the public, such as Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle is a known crip, but a lot of people did not know about Nipsey Hussle work on the East Coast or certain places for that matter until he passed away. But within his passing, a lot of people did get a chance to get to know him and love his art. For the people who were on the West Coast vibe that understood what Nipsey meant to them and their community, they loved him before he passed away. He also had fans. And when somebody passes away and you and the earth feels like it goes dark, just know that that person had a influence on a lot of people's lives. So speaking on Nipsey Hussle as not being a legend was a bad move for, I say, WAC 100. Because, you know, he's a Crip. I think WAC is a Crip as well. And now you got Blueface, who's a Crip. And he's young. And you want to talk about numbers and a body of work. That's fine. But at the end of the day, it's too many people that love Nipsey and have grown to love him. And they're listening to his music and his artwork and wishing that they can hear more from him. And more people are willing to ride for somebody like that. And that gang culture that a lot of people are subscribing to, it was actually a Crip member that killed Nipsey. So it was Crip on Crip violence. We don't know the real reason why. It was a lot of speculation that the government had something to do with Nipsey Hussle's death based off of him doing a documentary on Dr. Sebi's Natural Herbal Healing. It was a conspiracy surrounding Nipsey's death. When we see the footage, you can clearly tell that this gang member that's a Crip really wanted Nipsey dead, because he shot him multiple times and actually doubled back and did it again. And we haven't really been seeing too much on the news concerning this suspect, this person who has taken such a great life away from us. We haven't really seen his case. I wonder why they haven't really brought his case and all the evidence against him to the forefront so that people can see what's really going on. The gang culture has manipulated and really torn a lot of children's futures apart in this country. Everybody don't get a chance to be fortunate to be a rapper, a singer, an actor, or any type of successful type of person in this society by going through the gangs. I know it's a cultural thing on the West Coast, and like I said, I have zero disrespect for the gangs, but it's a lot of things with the gangs that are hurting the community and is not actually giving back to the community. Whether the gangs are fighting over territory, whether it's over drugs, money, women, everyday hood stuff, back and forth, I don't like you, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of people that have gone to the ground that didn't make it to the age of 15, 16, 17 years old because they decided to join a gang. It's a lot of people that may not go home tonight because they are a part of a gang. Because when the lights go off, those people that are not in Hollywood, that are not in front of a camera, that are not in your face on Instagram and things like that. These people are doing things on a daily, such as robbery, rapes, murders, the sex trafficking. There's a lot of gang members that are into sex trafficking at these hotels, and it hurts the community. Villains usually don't see themselves as villains. So, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine was looking out for himself. And, you know, I want to pray for him. And I hope that he actually gets out, live a prosperous life, come on, make some great music, gain even more fans, and be able to live a life that's true for himself. There's nothing to be loyal to when you see a lot of disloyalty, especially among the gangs. I know in Atlanta, we had the 9 Trey Blood murders in Atlanta. And the 9 Trey Blood murders were bloods killing bloods. This whole slime life. A lot of them kill each other. And they be a part of the same gang. Sometimes it's not even gang on gang as far as like Crip or Blood, G's versus this. Any other gang, sometimes it's internal. And I've seen a few people close to me, now they're in prison, you know, for G-checking somebody, finding out that this person rolled over to another gang, and now this person is dead and gone because they showed a disloyalty to the gang. So, you know, for people who look at these organizations or these street organizations as a polarized thing, yes, they've been around a long time, but I think it's time for a new presence, a new type of organization to be established. You know, if you are a Blueface, if you are a Wack, if you are Snoop, if you are any of the known gang members that are in the industry, that are movie stars and things like that, I think that you should change the narrative on gang culture and get these gangs to convert into something else that's more positive to the community, especially being black. We need more black lawyers. We need more black doctors. We need more black police officers. We need more black teachers. We need higher educators. We need more black politicians. We need these kids to grow up and become positive influences across this global economy. You know, Wack, you talk about numbers. Hey, let's do some number with the children. You know, let's reduce the number of gangs and more of youth being initiated and to learn computer coding. Let's transform the narrative of black young men. It's either right now in America, it's sad to say this, that it's either if you're a black man, it's either you're in a gang and then you're violent, or you're gay. That's like a huge stereotype on black men in America. Let's change that narrative, and only the people at the top and the people that are inside these organizations can influence our youth. It's just one of those sad things that I see going on all the time. You know, it's cool to have a jewelry, it's cool to have the cars, but that stuff ain't going nowhere. When you get wealthy, it ain't going nowhere. And you can get wealthy without robbing somebody, you can get money without extortion, you can get money in so many other different ways that does not create these young men to go to prison for these different felonies. And then look at the judicial system and say, hey, it's mass incarceration, man. It's only 3 strikes. All right, cool. Everybody do something stupid. We know the rule. We know that it's mass incarceration. We know who they're aiming at. We know that they're going to take the money out of our pockets. We already know what's going on. So how about we change the narrative and our strategic approach on becoming excellent, all right? Well, on that note, guys, y'all take it easy. Peace out.
What a jump, what a jump. Wait, I'm back on this again. From the back to the front, perfect vision, heading.